disciples of the Buddha should recite and uphold the Sharangama Sutra. The Venerable Master Hua's talk in January 1983 at Gold Wheel Monastery. The Sharangama Sutra is a sutra that acts like a demon-spotting mirror in Buddhism. All the celestial demons, externalists, and the Li, Mei, and Wang Liang ghosts reveal their true appearance when they see the Sharangama Sutra. They have no way to hide and no place to flee. And so, in the past, when Great Master Zhizhe heard of the existence of this sutra, he bowed in the direction of India for 18 years. For 18 years, he used this spirit of utmost sincerity to pray for this sutra to be brought to China. Of all the greatly virtuous and eminent monks of the past, all the wise and lofty sanghans, there was not a single one who did not praise the Sharangama Sutra. Therefore, as long as the Sharangama Sutra exists, the Buddha Dharma exists. If the Sharangama Sutra is destroyed, then the Buddha Dharma will also become extinct. How will the decline of the Dharma come about? It will begin with the destruction of the Sharangama Sutra. Who will destroy it? The celestial demons and externalists will. They see the Sharangama Sutra like a nail in their eyes and a thorn in their flesh. They can't sit still and they can't stand steady. They are compelled to invent a deviant theory, saying that the Sharangama Sutra is false. As Buddhist disciples, we should recognize true principles. Every word of the doctrines in the Sharangama Sutra is the absolute truth. There isn't one word which does not express the truth. So now that we are studying the 50 skanda demons, we should realize even more just how important the Sharangama Sutra is. The Sharangama Sutra is what deviant demons, ghosts, and goblins fear the most. The Venerable Master Xu Ying lived to be 120 years old, and during his whole life, he didn't write a commentary for any sutra other than the Sharangama Sutra. He took special care to preserve the manuscript of his commentary on the Sharangama Sutra. He preserved it for several decades, but it was later lost during the Yingmen incident. This was the elder Xu Ying's greatest regret in his life. He proposed that, as left-home people, we should study the Sharangama Sutra to the point that we can recite it by memory from the beginning to the end and from the end to the beginning, forwards and backwards. That was his proposal. I know that throughout his whole life, the elder Xu Ying regarded the Sharangama Sutra as being especially important. When someone informed the elder Xu that there were people who said that the Sharangama Sutra was false, he explained that the decline of the Dharma occurs just because these people try to pass fish eyes off as pearls, confusing people so that they cannot distinguish between right and wrong. They make people blind so that they can no longer recognize the Buddha Dharma. They take the true as false and the false as true. Look at these people. This one writes a book and people all read it. That one writes a book and they read it too. The real sutras spoken by the Buddha himself are put up on the shelf where no one ever reads them. From this, we can see that living beings' karmic obstacles are very heavy. If they hear deviant knowledge and deviant views, they will readily believe them. If you speak Dharma based on proper knowledge and proper views, they won't believe it. Speak it again, and they still won't believe it. Why? Because they don't have sufficient good roots and foundations. That's why they have doubts about the proper Dharma. They are skeptical and unwilling to believe. Here at the City of 10,000 Buddhas, we will be setting up the Sharangama platform. So it would be ideal if some of you could bring forth the resolve to read the Sharangama Sutra every day for 1 or 2 hours. You can study it daily, just as if you were studying in school, and memorize it so that you can recite it by heart. If you can recite the Sharangama Sutra, the Dharma Flower Sutra, and even the Avatamsaka Sutra from memory, that would be the very best. If someone is able to recite the Sharangama Sutra, the Dharma Flower Sutra, and the Avatamsaka Sutra from memory, then it will mean that this is still a time when the proper Dharma exists in the world. Therefore, in such a wonderful place as the City of 10,000 Buddhas, everyone should bring forth a great Bodhi resolve to do these things. It is not that we are competing with others. We should be outstanding, rise above the crowd, and do these things. In the past, I had a wish. I wanted to be able to recite the Dharma Flower Sutra and the Sharangama Sutra from memory. In Hong Kong, there is a disciple named Guo Yi Hending, who can recite the Sharangama Sutra from memory. I taught him to study the Dharma Flower Sutra, but in the end he probably didn't finish memorizing it, which is very regrettable. In such a fine place as we have here, everyone should bring forth a great resolve to study the Buddhist sutras and precepts, the Sharangama Sutra, the Dharma Flower Sutra, the Vinaya in 4 divisions, and the Brahmanet Sutra, until he can recite it from memory. That would be the best, for then the proper Dharma would surely remain here for a long time. Don't plant a seed for the hells. The Venerable Master Hua's talk on December 22, 1976 at Gold Mountain Monastery. Let me tell you the honest truth about the Sharangama Sutra. The Sharangama Sutra is the Buddha's Sharira, the Buddha's real body. If anyone criticizes the Sharangama Sutra, no matter who he is, if he is a bodhisattva criticizing the Sharangama Sutra as being false, this bodhisattva will fall into the hells instantly. If he is an arhat criticizing the Sharangama Sutra as being false, this arhat will also fall into the hells right away. Needless to say, those ordinary people, those scholars, are nothing but trash. Basically, they are not qualified to understand the Sharangama Sutra at all, nor are they qualified to criticize the Sharangama Sutra. Therefore, anyone who criticizes the Sharangama Sutra, I don't care who he is planting a seed for the hells. The Sharangama Sutra is a sutra that represents the whole of Buddhism. If the Sharangama Sutra didn't exist, there wouldn't be any Buddhism. Therefore, the Buddha predicted that when the Dharma is in the process of becoming extinct, the Sharangama Sutra will be the first to disappear. After it disappears, the other sutras will disappear in succession. So, as Buddhists, if we want to protect and support Buddhism, we first have to protect and support the Sharangama Sutra. We have to lecture on and explain the Sharangama Sutra in every place, translate the Sharangama Sutra, recite the Sharangama Sutra, and most of all, recite the Sharangama Mantra. The Sharangama Mantra is the Buddha's Dharma body. Wherever the Sharangama Mantra is found, that's where the Buddha's Sharira is. I mentioned previously that none of us who are Buddhists should criticize the Sharangama Sutra and say that it is false. You mustn't say that. If you say that, you are planting a seed for the hells. You are just trying to fall into the hells. You don't want to be a human being in this world. Instead, you want to fall into the hells to become a hungry ghost and to be an animal in the future. Just by having that one thought of saying that the Sharangama Sutra is false, you are sowing the cause for falling into the Avicii hell forever and never coming out. Do you know why so many people fall into the hells? It's because they do not believe in the Sharangama Sutra. Even those PhDs and scholars nowadays basically have no knowledge at all. They are not qualified to judge which sutra is true and which one is false, because they do not have the Dharma-selecting eye. They do not know what the Buddha Dharma is all about. All they do is echo the words of others.